The latest incarnation of the State Constitution Revision Commission is history. The 37 members adjourned last week after settling on 8 proposed amendments for the November 6 general election ballot.
We were called the tribal elders of the state in the sense that we were people who broadly represented the state and broadly represented different interests.
Former State Senator Don Gates of Niceville was the lone CRC member from the Panhandle. Amendment 12, dealing with changing the state's ethics law, is his baby. If approved by 60% of voters, it would be the toughest lobbying ban in the nation.
For the most part, it means that if you're everybody from a former governor to a former member of the school board, you cannot lobby for 6 years after you leave office. You can't lobby the entity that you were a part of, and in most cases, you can't lobby other parts of government either.
Amendment 12 would also ban office holders, either elected or appointed, from receiving disproportionate private gain.
For themselves, their families, their businesses, their business associates, or their investments, and it gives the Commission on Ethics the power to define disproportionate private gain and the requisite intent to act in that unethical and inappropriate fashion.
6 of the amendments bundle together multiple issues. One is a proposed ban on offshore oil and gas drilling, along with a ban on vaping in the workplace. Gates says that's a standard CRC practice going back 40 years.
We had over 100 individual proposals. So we used a committee process, public hearings to kind of winnow it down. But then we did what prior constitutional revision commissions have done, and that is some like proposals have been grouped together. It's something that's impossible to avoid if you want to have a short enough ballot that people will actually read it.
Another proposal hitting close to home is Amendment 13, prohibiting greyhound racing at Florida tracks, such as Pensacola Greyhound Park, beginning on January 1st, 2021. Gates is a co-sponsor.
It's cruel. It's found to be extraordinarily inhumane. The dogs are treated very, very badly. And so it seemed to me that it was time for Florida to join the other 40 states in banning this inhumane treatment of animals.
The members of the Constitutional Revision Commission were appointed by Governor Rick Scott, the Florida Supreme Court, and the presiding offices of the legislature. Scott, who's running for U.S. Senate, provided what Gates calls a very heavy hand over the panel.
He wanted to make sure, I think, that those proposals he felt might cause controversy in his Senate election didn't get to the ballot. That's politics. But I believe that the commission as a whole worked well together.
With the commission's work now complete, Don Gates says the fate of the constitutional proposals is in the hands of the voters.
Are these 8 propositions worthy to be placed into the governing documents of our state? The voters have to decide by a 60% plus one majority to add any of these provisions to the Constitution.
Florida's Constitutional Revision Commission meets every 20 years and is the only panel of its kind in the U.S. Its 8 proposed amendments will be joined on the ballot by 3 from the legislature and 2 approved in petition drives. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.